Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope you had a blessed Easter weekend. George and I were absolutely blessed by the Good Friday Communion service at TNC, and the Teaching Sunday was beautiful and powerful. The afternoon was filled with late lunch at my sister's home, delicious meal, and special family time. Love abundant. It occurred to me that this Easter season is a time to focus on thankfulness. At the very least, we can all be so grateful for Jesus' life, his teaching, his sacrifice, and resurrection, all completed that we might have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:9-11. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees and referring to himself as the shepherd taking care of his sheep, his flock. We are his flock. Verse 9. I am the door to the sheep pen. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that my flock may have life and have it abundantly. This morning, I want to share something I am thankful for. Something I take for granted, probably because I have free access anytime, anywhere. It can be easily ignored, and I think to receive all that is available to us through it only requires time to engage in its message. The Bible is a story that builds on itself from Old Testament through the New, a story of God's plan to save us from ourselves and give us freedom and life. So I want to spend a few minutes looking and thinking about how grateful I am for the Bible. Yes, the Bible. I want to thank everyone from Moses to David to Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, and more I simply have not named. When I was about 11, I was introduced to Scripture. I knew stories from church, but that's not the same as reading the stories for yourself and really understanding what you are reading. If I have shared the following events, forgive me, but it has everything to do with my long journey with the messages of the Bible. I was in seventh grade at the time. Unknown to me, an unpleasant rumor began to spread in the school, and the administration was attempting to identify its source. I, at the time, didn't even know there was a rumor. Then one day, I was called out of class and accused of starting the rumor. I didn't, and on top of that, I honestly didn't understand the rumor. Back then, an 11-year-old, or at least the ones I knew, were very naive. Nonetheless, I was very frightened that I had been accused. Sometime before this event, we had a substitute teacher who asked my class what their favorite Bible verse was. Yes, this was a public school. Almost everyone raised their hand to share. I did not. I had heard Scripture read at church, but although we had a large Bible on the coffee table in my home, I had never seen anyone reading it. This moment was embarrassing, and the event sparked my curiosity about the Bible. At home, I asked for a Bible of my own, and my aunt bought me one. I remember my mother and my aunt were pleased about my request. I suppose I tried reading it, but I really don't remember, and I'm confident that I found it hard to understand from the King James Version. But reading it seemed to bring comfort. Nights when I might feel afraid, even holding the Bible gave me a feeling of safety, of protection. Now back to the story. Having been accused of being the rumor starter put me in a state of real fear. I had never been in any trouble before, and I was deeply frightened of what would happen in school, as well as if my parents found out. That night I begged God to help me. I was frantic. "Please, God, help me," I prayed over and over. What happened next can certainly be explained away, but not in my mind. In the midst of an 11-year-old's despair, a Bible reference came to my mind as clear as day. Matthew 21:22. Only the reference. I had no idea what it said or where it was in the Bible, but I found Matthew and then the verse and read it. "Whatever ye ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive." And so I asked for help. I honestly don't remember much more, but I can say that I never heard anyone or any more about the situation at school. And I can say the fear went away. I clung to that verse, and the Bible became part of my life. In my 20s, I was invited to a church that had Bible study groups, and I soaked up the new information and understanding. From there, I changed churches a couple more times due to moves with our family. With each move, I gained a new perspective and more understanding. Today at TNC, I have learned so much more. I have come to understand the perspective and context of the Bible writers in the Old and New Testament, and the studied insights of modern-day theologians. The message of God's love for all His creation has become more and more vivid, and I continue to learn. Today, the Bible still comforts me when I'm frightened, I'm worried, feel discouraged, and life looks dim and dark. Its stories and messages bring me peace and point me to the blessings and joys of my life. Everyone listening today has their own story, your own spiritual walk, and I hope all those stories include Scripture, its influence in your life, and the blessing it has brought you when life was or is tough. A constant reminder of God's abundant love. Ephesians 3:17-18. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Wider and higher than we can even imagine, but can come to experience with joy in our relationship with our Father God, His precious Son Jesus, and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this book, the Bible, that opens a wonderful world of hope, joy, blessing, wisdom, life guidance, and relationship with you. Urge us all to spend time with you in the stories, the Psalms, the Gospels, the history that teaches us and brings us closer to you. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.